This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. He was the captain of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
Welcome, everyone. It's Hey Gobble Gobble, our Thanksgiving episode.
Squibble, squibble, squawk, squibble, 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 squawk.
Hey Gobble Gobble. Aaron, would you pass the mashed potatoes?
Sure. Gobble, 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 gobble.
Aaron, would you pass the mashed potatoes?
Oh, sure. Gobble, 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 gobble.
Aaron, God damn it. If you gobble one more bite of those mashed potatoes.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
First the baked beans, and now the mashed potatoes.
Larry, this is your daughter.
And I want you to marry her. So please, hit it off while I go into the kitchen and watch through the peephole.
Oh, if this is your first episode, this is your last episode. You're listening to Hey Gobble Gobble. I'm JPC.
I'm Adol Rafai.
And I'm Aaron Keefe. I don't have any Thanksgiving characters. I should have brought in some Thanksgiving characters.
JP Corn on the... JP Corn.
J Turkey.
J Turkey.
JTK. J Turkey.
I'm Adol Refried Beans.
Yes, the classic.
Classic Mexican addition to Thanksgiving.
Aaron Cranberry Sauce.
Aww.
Does it work?
No, there's gotta be Keef. I mean,
Stuffing.
Keefer is a thing. Stuffing.
Stuffy Keefing. That rolls off the tongue.
Keef, Keef, Keef.
Keefer. Keefer,
Keefer Sutherland.
I don't know.
Fur.
So many people are going to send in like
pie.
You Aaron idiots, Turkey.
This
fur.
Is right here. Oh, there you go. Instead of Tofurkey,
No, Aaron Turkey fur. Wait, I don't know.
If you're just turning in, we are wildly drunk.
Oh God, we are wild drunks, and we're all on the mic.
So this is our Thanksgiving episode. Let's start first and foremost with what we're thankful for.
Oh,
Aaron, do you want to start?
I am thankful for this table and these chairs.
Ugh, Aaron.
And, we are right here.
pencils and pens that I see and the tea that I'm drinking.
What's crazy to anyone listening, we're not sitting at a table. There's no pencils. Yeah. There's no chairs here. There's certainly no tea. What is this?
And that's what I'm thankful for. JPC?
So lately, I am really, really thankful for my the people in my life that I interact with like on a daily basis, my close friends, my girlfriend, my family. I have grown a deeper appreciation for that. But I'm also I'm a month into being a dog dad, and I'm aww, super thankful for spaghetti. I love my little pup.
Who is currently curled up next to our table asleep. No, well, we're not at a table. But
no, we're not at a table. We're not
interesting.
We're not a goddamn
next to the
team.
Lawn.
What are you doing,
Adol?
What are you
so
doing?
Are you? You mentioned your girlfriend and your family. What about your girlfriend's family?
My girlfriend's family, they're cool.
Have you met them?
What's that?
You've met them?
I've met them.
They're from Miami?
They're from Miami. I'll say it. I love my girlfriend's family.
Do they party in the city where the heat is on?
All night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Okay.
Did you impress them right away? Like, did you immediately? Like, what did you do to
did you turn
win
on
them
the fun?
Over?
The funny?
Well, the guy who knows all of the words to Will Smith's Miami? Yeah, I think I impressed them right away. I did my joke handshake where I say like, oh, it's a pleasure to meet you. And I put up my hand and they say, too slow. And then I slick back my hair.
Ooh, they know you're cool.
Yeah.
No, really, did you make a good first impression?
I historically love meeting people's like parents. Like in high school, I would always love like meeting my friends' parents. But yeah, I feel like I made a pretty good impression. Even when I was younger, I loved meeting people's parents because like when you're a child, you really don't have much chance to like interact with adults outside of like your teachers
Spaghetti has something to say about that.
Spaghetti's like, I disagree. No, you don't have much chance to like interact with like people outside of like teachers or whatever and family. So interacting with other people's parents and like seeing what their like family dynamic was always so like interesting to me. Plus, it was like when you're like, it's like schmoozing for children, which is the title of my self-help series.
Chicken schmooze for the child soul.
For the children's soul. No, but I just always loved like talking to a grown-up like you were like a peer of theirs, because you're not their child. So
right.
To me, that's always like such a fun experience.
So I'm trying to get into a grown-up party and walk around like you're not in your pajamas and you belong there. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God,
tossing
yeah.
back some old fashions.
Yeah.
I feel like this is...
The Japanese market's just closed, so...
Anyone need another drink?
Anyone else?
Red wine?
Yeah.
Great, Peter. Good.
Todd, you're here? Okay. There must be a horse lonely tonight. Todd fucks horses, everyone.
Tink, 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 tink. This is... I just started watching... Two nights ago, I just started watching The Nanny for the first time.
The Nanny Cam in your...
Mm-hmm. And boy, oh boy, does she get up to some shenanigans.
So
I started watching
the
sitcom The Nanny. Because growing up, I never wanted to watch it because I always assumed it was just like, meh. Like it was her, like that Jim Brewer Goat Boy sound the whole time, which is her laugh.
Yes.
So I assumed I didn't want to watch it. And I started watching it, and it's phenomenal.
What is it on?
It just like illegally download it.
Whoa!
Is this a place thing?
Yeah, this is a
Why are we recording in the back of an FBI truck?
Interesting.
Chairs, table.
But the kids in the show are so... It's clearly written by like 42-year-old men, mm-hmm. where like there's a 10-year-old son, and he wins class president, and immediately he's like, tear down those walls. And then he's like, I am not a crook. And he goes into like... He's like, Tippecanoe and Tyler too. He makes all these references, and you're like... This 10-year-old boy would be like farting and like playing Game Boy.
Yeah.
But these writers made him the most like pop culture savvy man alive. And then the youngest daughter is like this sort of like psychoanalytical, therapy driven child,
mm-hmm.
where it's like, good night, little girl, whatever her name is. They're like, the parents are like, good night. And she's like, sometimes I wonder if there is a God. And she's like, 4.
Yeah, I mean, children written by adults is one of the best parts about old TV. I feel like it doesn't happen much anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like maybe writers' rooms have just gotten younger, you know, over the course of...
Lots of kids in writers' rooms now.
Well, yeah,
kids
now
writing for kids.
Now it's all little boys and little girls.
Little boys and girls making it real. Here's my impression, if you've never seen The Nanny, here's my impression of every episode. Here's every episode summed up.
Not great. Here's apples.
Here's Fran Drescher goes, where is everyone? And then the butler goes, they're at a soiree. And then she'll be like, oh, that sounds nice. How soiree is it?
Oh, God.
It's not like, a real line
that's not
the
a
show.
Real line from the show, but
oh,
that's like
at
every.
All.
That's. That's not a real line from the show, but that's the gist. That's the type of humor. And in all honesty, I love it.
So this is what happened. Adel woke up in the middle of the night, thought of that joke, grabbed a paper and pen, and scribbled it down.
And started watching The Nanny to be like, I got to start watching The Nanny so I can make
this joke. Here's my question about The Nanny. When did someone recommend it to you? It seems like such a
weird...
Yes,
someone was talking about how good it was, and I go, really? Because I always assumed it was like... kind of like on and gone. Like
yeah.
I thought it wasn't very popular. And they're like, no, it was like on for 6 or 7 seasons or something. And she was nominated for Emmys. So I started watching it and I was like, this is legit great.
Legit, it's the exact same thing with According to Jim Belushi show.
Mm-hmm.
You should watch that next.
Why do you keep winking?
Just watch. Just don't worry about it.
Why do you keep nudging Aaron?
don't worry. She owes me some grape nuts.
I owe her some grape nuts and we're making a deal.
For those of you who don't know, Aaron keeps making bets and all she will bet is grape nuts.
Well, that's what I get paid in, so
dollars
that's what
makes
sense.
Nuts. Yeah.
Dollars to grape nuts. Speaking of grape nuts, Adel, what are you thankful for?
Nice.
You both gave what you're thankful for, and I never want to pander or anything like that. I guess
if you
what
say
I'm,
the fans,
if,
I'm
if
going
I'm honestly
to throw a
saying
rock.
What I'm most thankful for, it's the fans.
Adel brought 4 oscillating fans into the theater. He's never cool. He's always so hot.
I'm sweating. I can't stop sweating.
He sweats like a pig.
I sweat like I have stigmata, but with sweat.
Oh my God.
So sweat. What you just described is sweat.
No. Like stigmata, but with water.
I'm going to drink my tea.
Stigwata.
Stigwata.
Adel has stiguana.
Hey, I got stiguana
it's
here.
It's stiguana. It's not my hands. It's Hello, just my Mata. Whole body.
Hello, stiguana. But I'm thankful for the fans. I'm thankful for HeadGum, our network. I'm thankful for KJ.
This sucks.
The best editor and producer there is out there. Like,
KJ, by the way, did tell us that they want to go by letters now. The word letters.
If you see KJ on the streets, and we'll post a photo of KJ.
KJ on the streets?
We'll post a photo of them. If you see KJ on the streets, you have to come up to them and you have to call them...
Letters.
Letters.
Yes.
Or zippers.
But what's funny is...
I call KJ zippers.
No one has ever called me letters.
JPC?
JPC, yeah.
Does anybody come up to you and think they're really clever and go, you done with JPC?
Yeah, you know me. I did introduce, I was at a meeting someone, my roommate Tim was there, and they were like...
Pass the gravy, please.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Here's the gravy. And do you want the bowl for the gravy or just the stuff I dribbled out of my
bowl? Just what you put in my hand.
Great. My roommate Tim introduced me, he like said, oh, this is someone. And I was like, oh, I'm JP. And he goes... You fucking forget a letter? And I was like, I don't know. It just slipped out. Like, I guess I did forget a letter.
How big of a win for initial-based humans is J.B. Pritzker's win?
Honestly, for initial-based people, it is a huge win. For non-billionaires, he could go fuck himself.
JPC, I remember when you were sort of just in my periphery in Chicago. Like, I only knew you through watching you in shows.
Oh, I thought you meant when you could... turn and see me and then I was gone.
Like a horror movie?
Yeah, like when It Follows You.
Yeah. When you It Follows Me.
That was like the first 2 years of me knowing you. I was It Follows You.
Yeah. I thought it was like, IT Follows.
Who is that shadow on the side? And then a train would go by and then you would disappear. Like,
yeah.
I'd see you on one side and then you'd all
and then I was
gone.
And then, Adel, when I first met you, I Final Destination too, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. I killed more.
I was supposed to be on a plane and then
six
you...
Six of your friends. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You made the plane crash. And then
made the plane crash. Yeah, would go through the glass.
But I think I called you every combination of three letters that there was in the alphabet before.
Do you
remember
any of them?
I was like, A, B, C.
Like, F that dude. Yeah, like, and
Who's that guy?
He's ABC. The one.
He's the one on that team where they always play old-timey mayors.
Yeah, that's true.
And then I finally learned that it was JPC.
Speaking of old-timey mayors, for Hey Gobble Gobble, JPC will be playing the role of old man. Do we want to say old man drumsticks? Do we want to say old man giblets?
Well, we didn't talk about this. I think now is as good a time as any to have this
old
conversation.
Old ham riddles?
Yeah, we should call me old ham riddles.
Because glazed ham is
Why
a thing, right?
Why can't I think of Thanksgiving food?
Do
right
you guys
now?
Have Thanksgiving ham?
No.
I don't, but...
Oh, because of
we have cold
your...
turkey. And then one year, my youngest
you
cousin...
You have cold turkey?
Every year.
I think your mom quit an addiction. I think that's
she
what was
quit
happening.
Quit an addiction.
Hey, kids, for this holiday, we're having... I'm quitting...
Cold turkey.
Yeah. Cocaine, cold turkey. Oh, again.
We go to my aunt's house, and she serves cold turkey. And then...
Why?
For,
why?
For like... Well, here's the thing. I never knew it was weird. And then
belly.
About... So I was maybe 22, and my cousin Daniel
oh,
was
so
like...
this year?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm very young.
3 years from now.
My cousin Daniel was like... All of a sudden, he put his fork down, and he's like, why is the turkey cold? And all the cousins looked around. We're like, we don't know.
Finally,
we don't
somebody
know.
Said
Wait,
it.
Wait, is Daniel the son of the person whose turkey is cold?
No.
He's just like a different cousin.
Yeah, he's
and
just
then
a
Daniel's
different
the cousin that you put in the lion's den?
Come on, man.
Oh, my God.
What's going on?
Just having some fun?
Yeah. It was okay, well, then if you were just having fun.
It was
fun,
a big moment. I've been
fun,
having
right?
ice yeah, cold, not ice cold, but very cold turkey.
Did you not figure it out? Was there no follow-up? Did Daniel go missing? Like, what's the resolution?
Yeah. My aunt and my family were not allowed to talk about how we eat cold turkey or how we're a little bit English. Because we're supposed to say we're all
Irish.
We're
a little bit English.
All right, you were old man puzzles?
Old ham
I'm
drumstick.
Old ham drumsticks is the consensus. That's
no,
fine.
No, hold on. Cold ham drumstick.
So, for this episode of Hey Gobble Gobble, I will be playing the part of cold ham drumsticks.
If this is your first episode, I'm so sorry.
They
you're
left
wildly
already.
Confused. Yes.
Yeah, so I'm cold ham drumsticks. This is what the podcast is about. The podcast is about riddles. And so in the tradition of, you know, however many episodes of this that we've done, 15 or so, 17 to 19, we will be...
which is our target demographic.
Yes, exactly.
15 or 17 to 19.
15
we
or
do
so.
Not, we
17
do
to
not
19.
Appeal to 16-year-olds.
If you're trying to get your license,
there
get
is
the
a weird
hell out
age
here.
In there where you just hate all things.
Yeah,
that's
well,
16.
We kind of hit a sophomore slump where we don't do any 16-year-olds. So if you're 16, you're listening to the podcast, stop, fuck you.
We're not for you. Yeah. Honestly, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, dab on your grave.
You're not
going to
pass that driver's ed, Cliff.
But
hey, buy me a lottery ticket. You can't.
But what cold ham
not so sweet after all
will do is I will give you some Thanksgiving themed warm up rings.
Ooh.
Okay, these are keep in mind these are Thanksgiving themed.
Oh, you just said it, so it's already, it's fresh in mind.
When you do think of the answers to this, think just as a starting point. Think Thanksgiving.
Can and we then, call this warm up round talking turkey?
I mean,
Aaron gave a deep sigh and walked away from the table. Oh, no, and she has gotten into her car and is gone.
You looked over at me just as I was trying to inconspicuously burp. You looked directly at me when I was trying to do a quiet little burp.
So while you burp, let me just say, just to clear the air, I brought up both politics with...
burp. That was Aaron.
No!
That was a cue for Aaron. I brought up both politics with J.B. Pritzer and religion and at a Thanksgiving table, and we didn't have any fights.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So... We're like family.
Do you have rules that you don't talk about politics with your family?
Oh, we don't eat at the same table. We eat in separate rooms.
We all eat our separate Jettas. Yeah. We all have Volkswagen Jettas, and we all eat mashed potatoes in our Jettas. If you didn't know, Adel's rich.
Oh, you got a Jetta? Rich as hell.
Yeah, I don't really talk politics with my family, but...
Make that Jetta, buy a Jetta. That's what we say in my family. I have it tattooed on my back. Here we go. Take it away. 20 minutes in, let's get to our first riddle.
Okay, go. This is our first riddle. When does Christmas come before Thanksgiving?
When does Christmas come before Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
In the night before Christmas.
Is that true?
Because it's Halloween, it's the year and then before. He makes it Christmas, and they skip Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I mean, so that's so stupid.
If I solved it, I solved it.
If I won, when it must have when won.
It's the year before. No.
No, hold on. I'm cold ham... drumstick, so I'll be the one to tell you when you've got the riddle correct. When does Christmas come before Thanksgiving?
Is it every year?
No.
What's that?
I have a guess.
Is your guess that Christmas and Thanksgiving are two people's names and Christmas makes Thanksgiving come when they are having sex? That's your guess, isn't it?
Now it is.
It's when Thanksgiving writes the alphabet with their tongue on Christmas.
Yes, that's true.
Isn't it funny that we fell in love and both of our names are holiday names? That's how they sound.
Wasn't there a James Bond girl whose name was Christmas?
It was Halle Berry, right? No, it was,
someone else.
The Noxzema girl, right?
The Noxzema girl?
Denise Richards?
Oh, yes, it was Denise Richards.
Or that was Rebecca Gayhart.
God, I have no idea. Anyway, her name was Christmas Thanksgiving.
Is it something like of the lettering? Is it like because C comes before T in the alphabet?
Yes, it is something along those lines, and that is exactly correct. Yes, it's the dictionary.
Before we move on, I do need to see a scene between JPC and Aaron with Aaron using that voice you just used, where Aaron, your name is Thanksgiving, JPC, mm-hmm. you are Christmas, and you're spending a lovely afternoon together.
Okay.
You are in a relationship.
Hmm. What would you like to eat? Like, where do you want to go eat? Where should we eat tonight?
I mean, can we just make that... Can we cross that bridge when we come to
it? No, I mean, I feel like I don't want to have an argument later about where we're going to eat, if we're going to eat in Vietnam.
It's 2 p.m. I don't feel like we have to have dinner plans at 2 p.m.
Here's the thing. If we decide to wait till when I'm hungry, I'm going to get mad at you and then we're going to fight.
Well, here's the thing. If you know you're going to get mad and you know we're going to fight, why don't we just not do that when the time comes?
Well, I can't help it when you're acting like an ass when I say, do you want Olive Garden? And you say,
Well, here's the thing. I don't know how to tell you that human beings are not meant to eat that much goddamn salt, okay? I can't eat an Olive Garden.
Oh, because you have a sensitive tummy. I have to suffer through life. Boring food. Oh, let's eat more food.
Oh, don't you put this on me. Do not put this on me.
Oh, joke's on you. I was trying to propose tonight.
You were going to propose to me?
Yeah, no, I don't want
Olive Garden? What the fuck,
Christmas?
Yeah, because
Christmas? We were going to be... I'm Thanksgiving, you're Christmas.
No, I'm saying, what the fuck, Christmas? How could you fall for this piece of shit who is going to propose to you at an Olive Garden?
I was going to put a ring and a breadstick, and then we were going to be family.
We cut to a sliding doors timeline where that proposal does take place at Olive Garden.
Okay.
Oh,
more breadsticks?
Oh, please.
It's a joke because they're never ending, so I will bring them.
That's funny. You're charming. Turn it down a little. I'm trying to impress Christmas here.
You don't have to impress me, Thanksgiving. I'm already impressed. The Olive Garden has affordable prices and 2-for-1 take-one-home entrees.
You should work for us.
combined with infinite salad and breadsticks, it's the deal that keeps on giving.
And of course, you probably know our slogan. Do you know it?
When you're here, you're marry me. I'll take that as a yes.
Same.
Ow.
Ow, God.
Hey-ya.
For listeners who aren't on the front line that we're recording on, Frank Oz came in and just nailed that two-person scene.
I did tell you before we started recording, set me up for the character voice that I love doing. Set me up for my best character voice.
Ooh.
I thought it was delightful.
Thanks. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Now I'm stuck forever. Mm.
I think it would be fun to be a Muppet because then I could have no butt. It's just a big hole. Wouldn't that be fun if all my insides were gone and my butt was a big hole?
But then you don't know when you're pooping. It just falls out. That's a downfall, right?
No, the upside is that you wouldn't know when you're pooping.
But that's a downfall. It's like you don't feel it. It just falls out. So you're walking along and you're like...
You think feeling it is the best part of pooping?
No, but I'm saying it's necessary to maintain social relationships. If I'm meeting...
Oh, yeah, I'm a Muppet. My big problem is going to be maintaining social relationships.
Oh, I'm
if I'm getting audited by the IRS and Ooh. We're sitting there and poop falls out, that's highly...
Did you deduct that?
My favorite thing about JPC, and I love a lot and hate a lot about JPC.
This is Thanksgiving. This is the right time to do this.
My favorite thing about JPC is if you give me 100 guesses for what he's about today, I'll never guess it.
Pass the green bean casserole.
Who's your favorite Muppet?
Oh, here you go.
My favorite... Thank you so much. My favorite Muppet, I think it used... Like, as a kid, it was Gonzo, because he was so weird, and you're like, what a weird little alien bug. And then as I got older, I really liked Beaker.
Mm-hmm. JBC.
Like when Breaking Bad came out?
Yeah, because all that chemistry?
I was never into the Muppets. I don't think I ever really watched any Muppets, anything.
What did you like instead of the Muppets?
I don't know, man. Like
fucking Rugrats?
I get Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I loved like Teenage Mutant Ninja
about
Turtles.
That.
Yeah, I was not a Muppets. I just like, I don't know.
You were not a Muppets?
I was not a Muppets.
Mom, I'm not a Muppets.
I don't even know if I liked Sesame Street. My mom would be able to know. But I also
Those are
like,
Muppets.
I don't know if I liked... I don't
but
know
I'm
if
saying
I
they're
in...
Muppets. If you say you don't like Muppets, you're being redundant if you say you don't like Sesame Street.
So I don't know, but I also have a terrible memory. I don't remember anything about any part of my life. Like, I get like, yeah, I just...
What's my name?
Oh, man. I know that it's Carabin.
JPC.
I want to say it's Carabin.
Oh, buddy, you have memento.
I do. I totally have memento. I really do. Like, there are moments in my life where I'm like, if I don't write it down on my calendar... I just completely fucking forget like every part. Yes.
So
this episode's gonna be famous for us doing one riddle.
Well, no, but also it's true because on this show specifically, since I have such a shitty memory, like I'm always so concerned I'm gonna start doing like, and so the man takes the knife and you're like, yes, this is the one you've already done that,
which I believe happened already.
Yeah, it's definitely happened before.
So in our Christmas episode, when you fling open the shutters and yell down, "Excuse me, what day's today?" You really are genuinely asking.
That is what you...
I'm referencing a Muppet Christmas Carol.
Oh, I didn't see it. I don't know. Oh, you're referencing a Muppet.
I love that movie.
If you haven't seen a Muppet Christmas Carol, you haven't seen a Christmas Carol.
Sorry I wasn't listening to the Muppets. I was too busy getting laid.
Oh, yeah?
Well, no. I mean, not until like my... late 20s, and even then it was kind of pity.
Oh,
all right,
no.
I'm ready for another
ready
one.
For
okay,
another.
You ready for another one?
Yeah.
Why did they let the turkey join the Thanksgiving band?
Because it had drumsticks. It brought its own drumsticks.
Because he brought his own drumsticks.
Oh, that winked at me. Oh!
It wasn't in a sexual way.
No, but he just was so smug that he got it.
Okay. This one's going to be almost impossible to get. If April showers bring May flowers, then what do May flowers bring?
Oh, I know this.
Yeah.
Well, this time I'll let Aaron.
It's
June
it's,
showers.
I'll look smug and I'll wink and I'll give Aaron a chance.
June showers.
Do some bad guesses so Aaron feels better.
July showers. June, baby showers.
Doesn't June showers sound like a real estate agent?
Hi, I'm June
like
showers.
A plucky
this is
oh,
a tooth
real
flex,
estate agent. Hi,
has
I'm
a Jack
June
and Jill
showers.
Bathroom.
I don't know.
Here's what we need. If you're listening and you have some free time, we need you to make a Century 21 sign.
If you're listening to this show, you have free time.
If you're listening to the show, you have time. So make us a Century 21 sign with real estate agent June Showers.
It's just my face. And just put a ton of makeup on me.
It's Aaron's face with a ton of makeup and she's on fire.
Century 21 sells the most residential real estate.
Oh, okay.
Nobody cares.
I just saw a sign that said that the other day. That's pretty cool.
it's on a sign, it's got to be true.
What do May showers bring?
All right, no, not May showers.
I wasn't listening.
If April showers bring Mayflowers, what do Mayflowers bring?
Oh, pilgrims.
Yes, they bring pilgrims. Oh, well, that's actually more accurate. Let's see what this joke website says. No, apparently this joke for kids is not smallpox. Well, that's not the answer.
They're treating them like babies.
What kind of key do you use on Thanksgiving?
What kind of key
do you use on Thanksgiving? Now, remember, Thanksgiving is a holiday.
I know what it is.
Yes, I do too.
Piano key, because one of your drunk-ass cousins is going to start to show off by playing Heart and Soul.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They show off by playing Heart and Soul on the piano.
I guess we have very different cousins.
How is it possible that you and I have different cousins? We share everything else. Here's my riddle. How do Adele and I have different cousins?
I don't know.
But share everything else.
My cousin's from another muzzin.
Muzzin. You're my cousin from another muzzin.
Muzzin. Muzzin.
I've got a dozen cousins from another muzzin.
Every year at Thanksgiving, since I think the late 70s, my family does a rock skipping competition.
So you were born
rock
in the late
70s?
No, my whole, like, I was born in the 90s. It's been happening a long time, and I've never won.
Rock
All
skipping?
All my male cousins win.
Do you live near a body of
water?
Yeah,
we live right on the ocean. So
do you really?
Yeah. So, my aunt and I live on the Atlantic. My aunt, okay, I live in the same street. We all go there. So
everyone doesn't
all
have to be mean to me when I ask questions.
So can you, like, if you walk out your front door, are you on, like?
No, it takes like a minute. I don't walk into the sea.
It's like a Virginia Woolf situation.
No,
you skip rocks by putting them into your pocket,
into your pockets and
walking
into the sea.
But
that gets them the furthest.
My mom won it in the late 80s, and then my section of the family hadn't. And I think it's because it was just cold and everyone wanted to leave. And then we didn't win again until my brother-in-law won like 2 years. Mitch, horrible garbage Mitch won
Mitch.
2 years ago.
It steams my clams to know that Mitch won the rock skipping contest. Yeah.
That brings us to one of our favorite segments, Mitch Sesh.
Yeah.
I like Mitch Sesh.
Or just
can I tell you the most disappointing
Mitch.
Thing?
Dishin' Mitch. That's so hard to say.
Way clunkier.
So since the last time we recorded, my niece was born, which is very exciting.
Is this Mitch's
daughter?
Mitch's daughter. Mitch's daughter was born.
Oh, Mitch's a father?
Yeah. So, and she's so cute. And I can't stand how cute she is. But she looks exactly like him.
No.
It's like my family's genetics had no part of it.
He's like 6'11", right?
Yeah. He's 7'18".
Is he the tall one?
Yeah, he's 6'7".
Genetically, babies usually look more like the father. That's like a response from human beings so that we, like, the father connects with the baby so they won't abandon the family.
So what did you do earlier today? Read up about real estate and babies?
You
trying to impress
insane.
Us?
I went to a real estate baby convention.
Let's just share this nice meal.
You an apartment, please.
Baby real estate agent is a key character.
Never have I done a character that hasn't been baby something.
Mm-hmm.
Like baby horny dog, baby horny dog ghost. I can't wait till a Christmas episode when I break out baby horny dog ghost. Did you guys finish this riddle?
Yeah, okay, sorry.
It's
why
turkey.
Didn't the turkey finish its... No, that's a different one.
Oh, we have to answer your last one.
Oh, yeah,
one.
What kind of key does it use on Thanksgiving? It's a turkey.
Yeah.
Yes. Why didn't the turkey finish its dessert?
Oh, I got it.
It was too pyred.
Oh, that's even
that's
better.
Even better.
That's even better. Speaking of, can you pass the pie, Adel?
Yeah, of course. Here you go. Oh, I tripped.
God damn it.
And now
put
it's
it
in
right
my
on
face.
Your
oh, what Adel said.
Well, certainly those two concepts can't exist together, so let's call it what it is. It was Aaron's face. It was not, it was not my dick.
Brother.
Oh, my
that's
brother
how
from another cousin.
That's how Reese's peanut butter cups were invented. You got pie on my dick. You got pie on my face.
This is why I feel Reese's bad that this cups? Episode is going the way it's going. Everyone right now is at an airport on their way to see their family listening to this, and
we're on warm-up riddles and we're 30 minutes in.
Somebody might be stuck home alone.
No, it's me.
Okay, ready? Which side of the turkey has the most feathers is the final warm-up riddle. Which side of the turkey has the most feathers?
The butt side.
Oh, boy.
I mean, she's
I've
not
gotten
wrong.
Worse at this.
The butt side? You are getting worse at this.
Which is my favorite Gary Larson cartoon.
Oh,
the
yeah.
butt side?
And do we, like, what's an like example a
kid,
of a butt side?
It's a kid trying to push onto a butt, but it says pull.
I get it.
Why would a butt be pull? No.
What was the question? I literally forget what it is.
Which side of the turkey has the most feathers?
The side that's not plucked? Is it as simple as that?
You can go pluck yourself. Yep, you watch right into that.
Butt pluck myself?
I don't know.
Butt pluck yourself. Which side of the turkey has the most feathers?
It's not the side that's not unplucked?
Nope.
Give us a hint.
Did
you forget the answer?
No, I'm trying to give you a hint that doesn't give it away. Which side of the turkey has the most feathers? It's not the left side, and it's not the right side.
Back side, front side.
Nope. It's
top.
Neither of those sides. Not top.
Bottom.
No.
The pillow side. Pillow side. Bedside.
No, not
the bedside. It's got to be the bedside.
The bedside makes sense, but nobody sleeps on turkey feathers unless you're fucking poor.
That brings us to our first ad of the episode. Turkey beds.
Turkey beds.
The new beds.
I don't know.
You guys ready? You guys give up?
I give up.
Yeah.
You lose. The warm-up riddle said
you have to give up. To give up means that you cared in the first place?
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah. That's a really interesting distinction. Yeah. The outside. The inside of the turkey has no feathers unless that turkey is cannibal.
Oh, no.
You don't know that they're eating other turkeys. A lot of things have feathers.
What's it called when you eat your own feathers? What's that? It's like not... there's no term for that. Everyone's looking at me like there is a term for that.
Do you know that 1 out of 10 turkeys will suffer from ingrown feathers?
What, did he go to a turkey convention all day? Hey, guys, it's me. Yeah. How does it feel, adult? Does it feel really bad to have your life's work, baby real estate, thrown back in your face?
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
you.
Like
a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh,
My aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product, so that's... are razor blades...
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to
be able to
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code Riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code Riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
I'm going to go upstairs for a little bit.
Oh, God. See, what did I say? No fighting on Thanksgiving. We all came together.
He's upstairs.
I've been cooking all day.
I'm sorry, Aaron.
You've been cooking all day. Why is the turkey cold?
Shut up!
Want to go stay at my dad's. I want to go to dad's.
Come downstairs and watch the parade. Watch the parade.
Is now a good time to say MAGA?
Oh, God.
What? Someone had to say it.
Nightmare.
I'm going to order in the turkey court. I'm cold ham drumsticks. I decide what happens. The warm-up round is over. Now it is time for a little something that I like to call just some more riddles, because that's the show. The show is riddles.
Well, before we continue, let's say, tell our listeners where to eat in the airports they're in right now. Where should they go get a snack?
In the airports right now?
They're hungry right now. They're in the airport.
If you're at an airport, mm-hmm. or if you are driving on the road and you're going to pull over to get some food, mm-hmm. here's your best options.
Sure.
I will say to pull over, Long John Silver's is a classic.
You love Long John Silver's.
You got to get the chicken planks, hush puppies, and you got to get extra little crispies, the little batter cracklins. Drippings,
batter
the little
cracklins. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a side order of hush puppies. That's what you got
to
do.
So you already said hush puppies. So you want to get the meal, the hush puppies, and a side order of hush puppies?
Yeah, unless you're an idiot.
Yeah.
If you're at an airport, what you want to do is you want to get out of the airport, rent a car, and drive to Long John Silver's. When you get to Long John Silver's, what you're going to do is get some hush puppies, chicken planks, mm-hmm. side order of hush puppies, extra drippings.
If you are at O'Hare, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. If you're at O'Hare, you should go to the Chili's. The Chili's 2.
Chili's 2.
If you are at Midway, and it is around Thanksgiving time, look around for me and then eat my butt.
Yeah. And if you're at any other airport, go up to a bar and just order 3 to 4 Bloody Marys mm-hmm. and a bunch of fish
to see your family. When you order a range of drinks, what does a bartender do with that information? I'll have 3 to 5 drinks.
I do want to warn you, listeners. If you do order specifically 3 Bloody Marys, she does appear.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
So be forewarned. Also, if you are in the airport, I think it's O'Hare. Frontera Grill is spectacular.
In O'Hare? The only choice in O'Hare is Chili's 2.
Yeah.
If you're going to not the Chili's 2, you're making a mistake.
That's what I'm saying. Frontera's the best.
At O'Hare, because I was really like feeling like I deserved it, got a margarita at Chili's 2, and then went and got a massage.
At the airport?
Yeah, at the airport. I got an airport massage. Okay.
And that's drunk.
Was it sanctioned by the airport?
So a drunk okay is a sober... absolutely terrible.
I was margarita drunk and I got a massage.
Wasted
and it was
away.
Just
get
fine.
A Chili's with
anyways,
massage.
Riddles.
It's massage somewhere. It's massage o'clock somewhere.
This is a riddle podcast. Aaron is technically correct about that. So here is your first riddle. I am slim and tall. Mini
JPC.
Okay.
Read the riddle. get away from that mirror. Yeah.
I am slim and tall, though. I mean, I am slim and tall. Many find me desirable and appealing. They touch me and I give a false good feeling. Once I shine in splendor, but only once and then no more. For many, I am to die for.
Adrian Brody.
What am I? It's Adrian Brody, yeah. It's the pianist. It's the Punisher, not Punisher, Predator.
You remember
himself.
When Adrian Brody played the Predator and the pianist?
He was in the pianist.
No,
wasn't he?
The pianist. What yeah. I meant to say is Punisher. Adrian Brody as the Punisher is the funniest. Adrian to imagine Brody. That skull... outfit mm-hmm. draping off of him.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like he's a hanger.
God, he is thin.
He's very thin. Gaunt.
Wire thin,
yeah,
that guy.
Wire thin.
Wire thin.
That's why I said
that
hanger.
Riddle had so much information and my brain shutting down.
That's the key. That's the
that's
what that riddle was trying to do.
Yes. Read it one more time.
I am slim and tall. Mm-hmm. Many find me desirable and appealing. They touch me and I give a false good feeling. Once I shine in splendor, but only once and then no more. For many, I am to die for. What am I?
Wishbone.
These are not Thanksgiving.
Oh, they're not?
No. And it's the dog Wishbone. Yeah.
Wishbone, come on, Wishbone.
What did he do? He helped me read or some shit? Who cares?
He's the reason why I know the plot of The Count of Monte Cristo.
Ed, go ahead.
Hold on.
I need to see a scene.
Well, I was going to say, before we see the scene, uh-huh. I would be remiss if I did not mention. Wishbone, if you are listening.
Yes.
Please, if you want to come on the show, you have an open invitation. You are a very good boy. Aaron yes. loves you and would love to have you as a guest. So if you are listening, if your master or owner is listening, please.
Wishbone is long dead.
So Wishbone, if you are in heaven, well, good chance if you are in hell, you are probably listening to this show on repeat.
Let's be honest. A dog that time travels, he's going to hell.
Wishbone time travels?
Didn't
Wishbone.
He?
No.
I thought he taught me how to read.
He traveled into books. That's Wishbone, I love your take on Tom Sawyer.
So that's
Sawyer.
Witchcraft. He's in hell.
He traveled into books?
No, he just would play
that's
a major
magic.
Character in books. That's
but he was
magic.
A dog.
What's the story, Wishbone? I didn't have cable.
He would be like Robin Hood, and he would like talk. He'd be like, ruff, 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 ruff.
Okay, Aaron, we're going to see a quick scene where Adele and I are your dogs, and you are a very lonely person who makes her two dogs do plays for her. Mm-hmm. And so this is whatever play you choose. But
and we're not canoe dogs. We're regular dogs.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Okay, puppies, what'll it be today, huh? Have you been rehearsing anything while I've been at work?
We didn't read Waiting for Godot.
What?
It's boring. It's so boring.
We tried to read, but it's boring.
But
it's
do so you, boring. Did you understand that Godot is a metaphor for God?
Yeah, it's the, you know, existentialism and demeaning, you know, it's...
I mean, it's pretty transparent,
It's
honestly.
Pretentious.
No one did anything at work today for my birthday.
Where do
and
you work
I came...
again? The butt store?
All right,
yes,
come on.
I work at the butt store.
Wait,
I'm
really?
The manager at the butt store. I worked my way up. It was an entry-level position, and I worked my way up
manager?
To manager.
Wait, at the butt store, they have an entry-level position? That seems wildly inappropriate to list.
They say entry-level position.
Honestly, for all these years that Rover's been... giving you shit for working at the butt store. I thought he was just being a smart aleck.
No.
You work at the butt store?
Tuxedo, I tried to tell you.
Put on this hat. Put on these little hats.
Okay.
I want to see Waiting for Godot. I gave you the book. You said you'd rehearse. Curtain up.
Is he coming?
I don't know. Are you coming?
Not bow, before Christmas.
I asked you to make one book not dirty.
Let us do a board.
We're dogs.
We're dogs.
Anything we do is going to be doggy style.
We're dogs. We're horny as hell. Let us do a board.
Would you rather we be the ghost of dogs? Ghost of horny dogs?
Tale of Two Cities. You made it a porn. You have made everything.
A tale of them titties. A tale between them titties. A puppy tail.
A puppy tail.
Between them titties.
We're but dogs.
Story, Wishbone.
Did you say butt store?
Oh my god.
What would a butt store be? Let's not go there. Does anyone have an answer for this riddle?
I think
riddle?
It would sell the meats.
A candle. It's something that's shining that people care about.
It only does it once and then never again. So
yes.
Candle would be good in
but
terms of like.
Only once and then no more.
A touch lamp. Or one of those dryers in a bathroom.
A firework.
That,
they touch me and I give false good feeling.
Oh, me. Ecstasy. A tube of ecstasy.
An Aaron.
A tube of ecstasy.
An Aaron. It's an Aaron.
Unfortunately,
I'm Aaron, and unfortunately,
tall and slim.
I'm tall and slim.
I'm pretty skinny.
For many, I am to die for. Hiya. Hiya. Hiya.
What's the answer?
Oh,
what's the
that's
answer,
not...
cold ham?
Yeah, what's the answer, cold ham?
That's not what podcast you're on. You're on Hey Gobble Gobble.
Also, we can we just say we've gotten so many tweets and emails about how much people love when we sing.
Oh, no, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. People really enjoy us singing. But the reason why is because our voices. Actually, Aaron, your voice is heavenly. I'm sure that most
and
of
and that it's died. And
sure.
A little pitchy, a little high.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah,
I get it.
Do you guys really want the answer?
We
want
to hit.
Gonna try?
We want to hit because we're spinning our wheels.
I am slim and tall.
No, you're just rereading.
Desirable
it.
And appealing. I'm gonna have to go through to try to find an appropriate.
Okay.
Hint.
Can we ask some yes and no questions?
Yes.
Would
absolutely.
You find this item in a household?
Not necessarily.
In a rich household?
Does this not come
no.
from the earth or is it man-made?
No. You were closest with candle and Letters has it. Letters knows the answer.
Really?
It's the first time this has ever happened that KJ and I made eye contact. KJ gave me the...
It's the first time you made eye contact with our editor?
I said from day one, I refuse to meet your eyes because I will not give...
Unless they're my girlfriend's parents, I refuse to meet them.
I will not give submission. I will not be submissive to anyone. No, but
Zippers knows it.
Zippers knows Zippers. It. We made eye contact.
So candles close. Is firecracker close or firework?
Candles closer, but okay. Yeah. Firecracker's in the same ballpark.
All right, I'm going to look at KJ okay. And see if I
and
can
try and read
out.
It in their eyes.
Look at their eyes.
So if you're listening to this podcast, look at the KJ.
Oh, is it a matchstick?
Look at the KJ. Close.
Matchstick? Okay. It's not a matchstick.
It's not a matchstick.
Is it a...
Look at the KJ in your life and see if your KJ, that could be your dad, it could be an old man's grave.
Maybe a table.
It could be a bunch of splinters. It could be 200 ants.
Okay. What is it all a fire?
Yes, there's fire. Fire is a component of this.
Here's what I
want. You'd like this.
We're closest to match and candle, but you said it's not found in every home. Would it be
fireplace.
Found? Would it be found in every home
Some
that
homes.
Has a Jetta?
God, what a bad question.
Fireplace.
What a bad question. No, it's
Birthday
not a fireplace.
Cake.
It's long and slender.
Oh, Slenderman. He brings joy once and then he kills you.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be one of the things that people are mad
joy.
That we don't know it.
What's that?
People are going to be mad that we don't know
it.
I'm
certainly mad.
People are screaming right now. People are listening to this at the Thanksgiving table. They have earpods in, or whatever those are called. Mm-hmm. You have those. What are they
AirPods.
Called? AirPods. I'm hip and young. Yeah. They have AirPods in.
Devil
and their hoodie
Fortnite Graves.
Because they're trying to hide from their family that are listening to this podcast, but you've done well.
There are dogs in hell screaming that they know the answer to this.
Which bone is in heaven? Reading is important.
Okay. Like a matchstick.
That's so far my favorite moment of any episode that we've done. Wish dog is in heaven.
Wish dog?
What did I say?
You said wish dog.
Here's the most important thing that's ever been said on Hey Riddle Riddle. Wish bone is in heaven. Reading is important. Wish dog.
I want someone to put that on like a library book bag.
Wishbone is in
wishbone
heaven.
Is in
reading
heaven.
Is important.
Oh God!
It's like
my
new,
mom's a librarian.
It's like the new book. It for every book you read, wishbone gets another year in heaven.
In hell.
Wait, right. What's on fire? That
and a personal pan pizza.
You keep it in like matchsticks. You keep it in a pack.
A wolf's
or a carton.
Cigarettes.
Yay. It's a cigarette, and KJ did make the universal symbol for cigarette, which is smoking a cigarette. And you all missed it because you don't stop and pay attention.
How come when you tried, you made an action like you were smoking a cigarette, and then you flicked your tongue in between it?
Oh my God.
I don't know what a cigarette is.
That's
the way my dad smoked them.
He would lock me in a closet. I'm basically Grace Kelly. I'm
prisoner.
So classy, and I'm here somehow. I'm somehow here.
You're so classy, Aaron. I watched you fart into a burp before we started recording this show, and you're so classy.
But I didn't do it on air.
Debonair fart into a burp.
This. Oh, what a good podcast! If Debbie Reynolds did a podcast and it was called Deb on Air,
I love Debbie Reynolds.
Yeah.
Just
we could see that,
but she passed away, right?
Yeah.
Well, she's recently? In hell with Wishbone.
No,
new
she's
riddle.
In
no,
she's in heaven.
New riddle.
She was in Singing in the Rain.
No,
she's in
I'm called Ham Drumsticks. She's in hell with Wishbone.
She is in heaven.
New riddle.
We should say very quickly, and I'm so sorry to keep interrupting. We should say that there is some sort of like
apology
previously
accepted.
Mentioned, some sort of soiree going on in this building. So there may be some orchestral music.
Oh yeah, if you
floating into our microphones.
If you do hear some sort of soft jazz in the background, it is my dad's retirement party across mm-hmm. the hall. I told him I was in Copenhagen, so I.
And your dad works at the butt store.
Yeah, my dad just retired from the butt store. 50 years. They gave him a golden, not a watch.
Butt.
Yeah. All right, butt is what I was looking for. All right,
okay.
New riddle.
Yes.
Of no use to one, yet absolute bliss to two. The small boy gets it for nothing. The young
Sex.
Man has to lie for it. The old man has to buy it. The baby's right, the lover's privilege, the hypocrite's mask. To the young girl, faith. To the married woman, hope. To the old maid, charity. What am I?
Diamonds. Condoms.
Diamonds are condoms.
Diamonds are for condoms.
This is nonsense words. No one talks
so
like
much,
this.
There
and
was
for
so
the
much
people,
going on.
Grace. And for the other people, the ups and the downs and the ladies and the gentlemen and the young boys
the
there too, and so is the old man.
Well, so that's not what I said, but that is a good
it
that
did
is
sound,
a good
it
guess.
Was very Susie, and it was like, and then the Woozles moved to Whatsit, and the
Woozles
bought
the
Bopsits. The
Woozles and the Bopsits and the Whatsits.
For every flower, there's
Do
a penny.
Do you guys
want to
make fun of the riddle or answer the riddle?
Make fun of it. And the mother was the papa and the...
JBC, my first question for you, is it a noun or is it like one of those intangible things?
It's not an intangible, no.
It's not an intangible.
Yes.
So it's a thing.
Can you find it in a house? A
What's that?
Would you find it in every household?
No, I don't think so. It's well, it's not intangible. It's not like the concept of poverty.
Laughter.
No. No, it's not. It's not like a... So, of no use to one, yet absolute
Love.
Bliss to two.
Love.
The small
Sex.
Boy gets it for nothing.
Hustler.
The young man has to lie for it. The old man Food. Has to buy it. The baby's right. The lover's privilege. The hypocrite's
Wait,
mask.
Wait, the baby's right?
It's the right of a baby. Hmm. Not like a right-wing baby.
Oh.
Although...
Is it getting tucked in at night?
Here's what I want to see. Baby that's real estate agent who's a right-wing... Yeah.
Baby Trump this fall on NBC. To the young girl, faith. To the married woman, hope. To the old man, charity. What am I?
Strippers. Those are all stripper names.
Those are all stripper names.
I don't know.
This is super hard.
This is
KG
very
knows
wordy.
KG knows it.
KG knows it. This is very wordy and very confusing, but I will say, well, I'm not going to give too much away yet. I want to let you struggle for a little while longer.
KG, can you pantomime baby bottle? Milk.
Oh, KG thinks it's milk. It's not milk. Sorry, letters. That's why you don't have a fucking mic. Thanksgiving.
Don't talk to zippers like that.
Can you pass the corn? Can you pass the
corn? Oh, this corn right here?
Yeah.
Did you want on the cob or the creamed?
I don't want any corn that you
Let
creamed.
Let me stir the creamed with the corn on the cob.
Oh, boy.
Here you
okay.
Go.
So it's a mixture. Thank you so okay. much.
Aaron, do you want more green bean casserole?
No.
No?
You've eaten none of the things I've made.
Yeah. Aaron, can I interest you in some taco meat?
Oh, it's a little hard.
That's a little hard. It's been sitting out for a minute.
And it's also a critical hit.
All right, let's see.
My dish was a critical hit.
That's a very
a
funny
kiss.
Thing to say at a D&D themed Thanksgiving.
I think so.
Aaron,
a kiss?
Keith. You got it correct.
I did?
You got it absolutely correct. It's a kiss.
No way.
Yeah, but my hint was about to say, like, the first line gives it away. Of no use to one, yet absolute bliss to two.
I'm guys? I know. JPC, I told you day one, I said, if Aaron ever gets a kiss on the show, I'm walking away. So I'll be upstairs.
I got it. I'm glad I got it.
And the only kiss that I'll ever accept on this show is if I'm on a date with one of your siblings and mm-hmm. I pay for 25% of that date.
Last night, I watched maybe 2 hours of YouTube clips of that show, Kissing at First Sight. Have you ever heard of it?
Kissing
what
First Sight?
On Earth?
Okay, so it's a show that my boyfriend is obsessed with because it's so cringy. And there's one clip that he loves of this guy being like, I'm going to just walk in and kiss her. And he goes up to her and is like, can I kiss you? And she's like, yeah. And then he just goes in and then just gives her a hug and like the most
no!
awkward kiss on the cheek and like a little pat. But we watched 2 hours of that.
What
and then we watched the first
show?
Episode of Married at First Sight. We went down a rabbit hole.
Did you say Kissing for Sight?
Kiss at First Sight?
Kiss
something
at first
like
sight.
That.
Oh, I
it
thought you said Kissing for Sight.
I think
sight.
You said Kissing for Sight. And
oh,
I was
no.
like, this sounds like the devil's deal of like,
no.
I'll
yeah.
give you back your...
It's like a Little Mermaid type situation.
That does sound like a riddle.
It is. I recommend it. It's painful. And then also watch the TV show Married at First Sight.
Here's,
it's
so
brutal.
Here's what we'll... Maybe this is what we'll end with unless Cold Ham Drumstick had something else.
I mean, yeah,
do you have one to take us home or something?
I have one that will take us home.
So before we do that, real quick, let's just do a quick round. Aaron mm-hmm. maybe gave hers, but we can give you another chance if you like to add mm-hmm. on to it. When you're home for Thanksgiving, I feel like you have so much free time. You're going to want something to binge. Mm-hmm. So I would recommend there's a BBC show called Bodyguard that's on Netflix, 6 episodes. And it stars Robb Stark from Game
it's
of Thrones.
It's 6 episodes?
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah. My sister was just telling me to watch
it yesterday.
And
it's real dark.
It's a Whitney... It's like the Whitney Houston
Oh,
movie,
I'm sorry.
Right?
Yeah, it's not BBC. It's Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston.
No,
it's
but isn't it like a... Is it not based on that at all?
It's not based on that, no. It's... I mean, it's a similar premise in terms of like it's a high-powered person with a bodyguard.
I thought it was the right...
Any,
I thought
any bodyguard is going to be with a high-powered person. So
That's not true. You can buy a bodyguard.
How much?
You, honestly, like, you could buy one for like $200.
I'll be your bodyguard.
Next episode.
I'll let you die, but I'll be your bodyguard.
If you be my bodyguard. Next.
I've had bodyguards before. I've rented bodyguards. What's that?
When?
I go to parties all the time and I take bodyguards with me. That's my thing. No, seriously,
so people
I do
can't
that.
Go up to you?
That's your fun thing?
Yeah. So people can't go up to me or like they'll get their fucking head beat off by a bodyguard. Yep.
What do you recommend, JPC?
Well, come up to me at a party. See what happens.
When you're home for Thanksgiving, come up to JPC at a party.
Can I tell you something that I absolutely don't recommend?
Oh, also watch The Nanny.
It's something that I've been watching on Netflix as well. It is Designated Survivor with Aaron Kiefer Sutherland. It is garbage. It is the biggest.
Oh, is that the one where like something blows up and he has to be president?
He has to be president, and it's the biggest pile of trash. It's like the West Wing if the West Wing was written by like illiterate children. it is so bad. And a friend of mine told me to start watching it, and now whenever I watch it, I just text him about all of the awful things that happen on the show. He's like, "It gets worse. Keep watching." It's really, really bad. It got canceled after two seasons, and then I think Netflix picked up the rights to it, and they're making a third season,
oh,
which is insane. Wolf. I love it. So don't watch that.
My real recommendation is Gravity Falls. Have you watched
it?
Oh,
that's amazing.
I love it. I had never watched it. Yeah, I never watched it.
I watched it earlier this year, and I watched all three seasons in like 2 weeks. It's brilliant.
Our friend Waleed is the one who recommended it to me.
It's so good.
I love how we all spoke with so much passion about television shows that we're watching, way, way more than we talked about our family, our friends, or our fans in our network at the very beginning of this podcast. I have a one last riddle to take us home.
Great.
Are you ready? Mm-hmm. As a whole, I am both safe and secure. Behead me, and I become a place of meeting. Behead me again, and I am the partner of ready. Restore me, and I am become the domain of beasts. What am I?
Cookie jar.
Cookie jar. Okay. This has been Hey Gobble Gobble.
Restore me. How do you there's at least two heads that cut
behead
off.
Me, and I become a place of meeting. Behead me again, and I'm the partner of ready.
It's got to be a word.
Restore me, and I become the domain of beasts.
It's got to be a word that has head in it. So like headquarters?
So you're correct that it's a word, but it doesn't have head in it.
It doesn't?
Could you read it again now that I know that?
As a whole, I am both safe and secure. Behead me, and I become a place of meeting. Behead me again, and I am the partner of ready. Restore me, and I become the domain of beasts. What am I?
Domain of beasts is a zoo. We know that.
Yes. So it's we bought a zoo.
So if it's behead me, it's like cutting off the first couple of letters.
Or the first word. Or and first becomes, letter.
What comes with safe? So it's like I'm the partner to safe or ready. The partner to ready, right? Was that what it was?
Partner of ready. I'm the partner of ready.
What's the partner of ready? Uber? Like I'm ready to go. Mm. Partner of ready. Ready.
I'm ready to go. Call an Uber? Is that where you were going?
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Ready. Partner of ready. Coughing's good podcasting too, JVC. Thanks.
Okay, yeah. You can avoid the dumb shit that
no,
you
I
say.
Can't. I have broke
it's
brain.
It's involuntary.
I don't know.
While we're trying to think about this, I want to see one final scene. Aaron, I'd like you to play baby real estate agent June Showers.
Yes.
Baby real estate agent June Showers. Mm-hmm. JPC, I'd like you to play someone who's trying to get a new home.
Great.
And June Showers is baby real estate agent is showing you around.
And I think some of the feedback we've had for the show is people love it when we play dogs and babies. So let's
oh, good.
Let's keep this going.
Okay, crawl this way, please.
Okay, do you mind if I walk? Do I have to
crawl? Crawl this way,
okay,
please.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm a little late. Crawl. My 2 o'clock went long.
That's okay. Was your 2 o'clock a nap? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. You're a baby and you're selling me this house. And
so you're
I,
a single guy, right?
Well,
are you looking to expand your life?
I'm unmarried.
Yeah, you're looking to expand your life? Are you looking to meet someone?
To an extent, that's why I'm looking for a 3-bedroom, yes.
Okay, hold on. I just discovered my feet.
Okay.
What are these?
Well, those are your feet.
Oh, wow!
Okay. I feel I'm getting such mixed messages from you. Because I really want to trust your real estate. I mean, your
wait, your,
web
your hands. I just see your hand. Where'd you go? I don't have object permanence. Where'd you go?
Okay, I'm sorry. I was just waving my hands from behind this counter.
Okay,
it's me.
Okay,
I'm still here.
Okay. Oh.
I don't know why I chose to do that.
Ooh. Okay.
Look, June, may I call you June?
Okay, or Miss Showers?
Okay, Miss Showers it is. I really want this place, and I think that this is going to be the perfect place for me to start a family, start a life. I also acknowledge that you're an infant baby. I also acknowledge that you're one of the best real estate agents, realtors, in the country.
Yeah. I've taken, I personally, before I sell any house. I go in, I take a bath in the sink.
Okay. And this has a good sink for that?
A great sink for baby baths. Hold on. Miss Your showers. Keys are jingling. Oops. That's so funny.
I'm so sorry.
I just realized that for babies, every space is a crawl space.
Okay.
I don't know the answer to this riddle. Can you give us a hint?
Yes, I can give you a hint. I'm going to change a word. Instead of restore me, I become the domain of beasts, I'll say restore me, I become the domain of horses.
Stable.
Yes. It's the. It's
is it
stable.
Just able? Ready and able. Yeah. Oh, boy. Nice.
Behead me and I become a place of meeting. Table.
Table.
Behead me again, I become
the partner
of
ready. Oh, there is a table here. Able. Interesting. Way to try to gaslight me and the listeners by saying there was table
she
in the room at the
table.
Beginning of the episode.
Oh, she found the table.
Oh, wow.
I thought we had hidden it so well.
Can't believe you said Wishbone was in hell.
Aaron?
Yes?
Will you pass me more whiskey?
Yes.
There we go. Now we're talking Thanksgiving.
Now we're talking turkey.
And I hope that you guys have had fun on talking turkeys today. Hey, gobble, gobble. We can't wait to do this again next year. And by this, I mean the podcast. We're taking a one-year break from the podcast.
Obviously, it's needed.
It's much, much needed.
Get our bearings.
Adel, would you like to plug anything?
Yes, so you can follow me at Adel Rafai on Twitter. You can also check out Hello from the Magic Tavern and Siblings Peculaire, two podcasts I do. Please check out our social media presence with Hey Riddle Riddle. We are on Twitter at HRR Podcast. We are on, is that right?
HRR Podcast? HRR, nope. Twitter is at Hey Riddle Riddle. Take that again.
Email.
Yeah.
You can, can you just say take it or toss it to me?
Oh, you want to do your whole plugs again? Yeah. That's a big waste of time. Adel, do you have anything to plug?
Yes, you can check out the podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern, as well as Siblings Peculaire. You can follow me at Adel Rafai on Twitter. You can also check out Hey Riddle Riddle, social media presence, with Twitter at Hey Riddle Riddle. You can email us at hrrpodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. We have an Instagram page. We have a Facebook page. We have a live show coming up.
Oh, yeah.
December 3rd, Monday, December 3rd at 8 p.m.
So that'll be this week.
That's this week? No.
No. Yeah. No. Yeah. Fucking hate
you're right.
That.
No, yeah. Aaron's right. Yeah, that's right. This week. So it's this Monday, December 3rd. It's a Monday, 8 p.m. at I.O. Chicago. That's in Chicago, I.O. Theater. It's at 1501 North Kingsbury. By now, the link for tickets should be up. So please come. Please dress up as your favorite Hey Riddle Riddle host or character. Bring some paper for Aaron to eat.
And a pen, right? You'll drink the pen.
And
oh,
a pen.
Boy.
Bring a truck for JPC to sleep in the back of. Bring your dogs if they're good boys.
Yes. No, don't bring dogs. Well, honestly, it's I.O. So you can bring as many dogs as you want. And we have a Tee Public store, too, right, Adel?
A what?
A Tee Public store?
We have a Tee Public store. So go to Tee Public, search Hey Riddle Riddle, buy some sweet, sweet merch. Hopefully we have some more merch up by now, but who knows? But at least get some t-shirts or stickers or something.
Yeah. It's obvious that we're not recording
Christmas.
This on actual Thanksgiving, so we're most likely all
it's
in jail.
It's May 14th right now.
Aaron, you have anything to plug?
Sure. My sketch-o is this Saturday and the following Saturday, December 2nd, 3rd. It's a Saturday. Look it up.
Hopefully it's not December 3rd.
Yeah, December 1st. Okay, it's
yes,
December 1st.
3rd is our
you
live
have
show.
A prior engagement.
I have a thing that day. Okay,
And I'm getting married
sketch-o.
On the 3rd of December.
Emerald.
I've also got a heart transplant scheduled for December 3rd.
My sketch show, Emerald County Bank and Trust, will be these next two Saturdays at 7:30. If you want to message me on Twitter, not on Instagram, because people were messaging me on Instagram a lot, asking me, a lot of guys were messaging me, asking me about my UTIs. So I stopped opening them.
No.
So,
well, hold
me.
On. Now, we don't know that that was anything nefarious.
Okay. But message me on Twitter and I'll give you a discount code. And also, if you come to the show, please say hi to me after. Don't just leave. Also, I want to say hi to my cousins because I can't go home for Thanksgiving this year. And a lot of them listen. I think my cousin Tom and his wife Georgia listen. I want to say hi and then I miss them and I love them.
Oh, it's Smoothsgiving.
Yes, I love you all so much.
Aww. Fuck you, Mitch.
fuck you, Mitch.
I'm glad we don't see
now,
you.
And baby Mitch now. I'm going to call her baby Mitch, but she's fine.
And you can follow me at JPSoFly. If you want to see pictures of spaghetti, you can follow me on Instagram at SharkBarkman. Please do not message me about your UTI. if you do have a UTI, I hope that clears up for you. I also want to give a shout out to some of the people that have hashtagged Whittleware on Twitter and Instagram, maybe. Maybe people
yeah,
hashtag
absolutely.
It on
so
both.
These are people who bought Hey Riddle Riddle merch. They posted a picture of themselves wearing it, possibly, or with cats on top of it, or just it unpackaged, and use the hashtag WhittleWear, which you can do as well.
So thank you to at Dr. Bostrom. Thank you, Susie. At Quentin Pogratz. Thank you, Kevin. At CNET Butter. CNET underscore Butter. That's fun. Thank you, Kevin. At Jason underscore Gavril. Thank you so much, Susie. At Sliver Jam. Thank you, Susie, I believe. At Mess Girl. Thank you, Kevin. At Of Hauntings. Thank you again, Kevin. And at, I hope this is Janime. It's J-A-N-I-M-A-E.
Like instead of anime, Janime?
Janime.
I think that's great.
Thank you so much, Kevin. And I took complete guesses at everyone's gender, and Kevin and Susie are genderless terms.
Also, all the young hip kids always say at before a Twitter handle, right?
Okay, yeah, well, I'm sorry. It's hashtag. I want people to find them. I want people to find them and destroy them. So, yeah, those are everyone's Twitter handles. Those are people that bought our merch. If you want our merch for free, hunt them down.
No.
I'm being told we don't want to hunt them down. We want them to live. But, yeah, please tweet at us, hashtag WhittleWear. And we'll probably shout out more people on future episodes.
Yeah. Hashtag Whittle Wednesdays. Aaron. What?
Aaron, recently we had a bunch of people ask on Twitter, hey, I think I've missed something. Why do you ask a question of Aaron at the end of every episode, and why is her answer always the same? And Aaron, I believe you had an answer for those people. That answer was...
Jupiter!
Good night, everyone!
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle, created by Adil Rafai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. KJ Snyder did the editing. Parish is the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily DeMoris.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.